It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, we have got all kinds of fun for you. All kinds of gremlins going on. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Coming up on the show today, it's TV dinner day today. Are you still eating TV dinners? Oh, we take a trip back in time to the accident that created the TV dinner. Also, the seven sinners of the TV dinner. The seven sinners? What might they be? The seven worst TV dinners you could put in your body. Well, and you know what? As we see on the show, when we always have these lists of the absolute worst to eat, sometimes those are the most delicious. Maybe you've had some of these. Do you microwave them? Do you still eat them? Do you put them in the oven? What are you doing with your TV dinners? You still eating TV dinners? Also, we're going to take a look at restaurant birthday celebrations. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. And friends and family take you out. You're at the restaurant. All of a sudden, oh, here we go. Wally the Moose says, happy birthday, Wally. And the whole restaurant kind of breaks into song. And then there's a dance. And then there's confetti and balloons. And you're so embarrassed. Eight of the most ridiculous restaurant birthday celebrations. And then we're going to ask you about some of the restaurant celebrations that you've endured or you've seen. People share some of the stupidest things they got in trouble for at school. And today's the anniversary of the very first long-distance phone call. Today is the final day of closure at Skydancer Casino. They did have a water pipe break. It was rather serious, created a little bit of flooding, and they had to close most of the casino. Now, food services were still open. However, they are going to open later today. They are hoping that this whole thing is fixed. They've been closed the last couple of days, and that does not happen very often. It's a 24-hour operation. So 6 o'clock tonight is the goal, and we'll have more details on that tomorrow. In the meantime, we continue to look forward to the Hairball Halloween coming October the 31st. That is the greatest tribute band in American history to bands like Twisted Sister and Kiss, all in full costume. Hairball, if you look them up, they are, go on YouTube, they're pretty freaking amazing. And that is going to be a great show on the 31st. Tracy Byrd, November 15th, SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Time is running out at Sunrise Credit Union for you to win the Harvest Cool Down giveaway if you're a Sunrise Ag member, or if you know of somebody that is in the Ag community that is a member at Sunrise, tell them they can get some free food and free drinks and a free cooler to boot. Scan the QR code at sunrisecu.mb.ca and you could win a cooler full of snacks and drinks. The contest closes on September the 15th. Also till October 4th, approved Sunrise Credit Union Ag Loan and Ag Mortgages will be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. Interested in talking to a Sunrise Ag lender? See them today. sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Fuel Good Day is coming up. I'm going to be on location at Co-ops of Westman on Tuesday for Fuel Good Day. We're gonna fuel good. September 16th, we encourage you to fill up your gas tank at participating co-op gas bars in Western Canada, and a minimum of 5 cents per liter will be donated to a local charity or not-for-profit group. I'm going to be at the Verdon Co-op from 11 till 12 on Tuesday, and then I'll be at the Heritage Co-op from 3 till 4 on Richmond Avenue. Can't wait to have you stop by. I'll mess up your windshield. I'll put diesel in your gas. I won't do that. We'll make sure the right gas gets in the right spot this Tuesday. Today is International TV Dinner Day. When was the last time you had a TV dinner? TV dinners have been around for quite some time. Definitely not the healthiest thing you could put in your body, but you know them, you love them. They've been around for a long time, and they were introduced to the world because of an accident. It was Thanksgiving. Too many turkeys left over after Thanksgiving back in the 50s. the very first TV dinner. Some guy had a bright idea. What should we do with all this turkey? Cook it up. Cook it all up. Put it on aluminum trays. And let's make a TV dinner.
Holiday of 1953.
1953.
Swanson Foods found themselves flat-footed with 260 tons of unsold frozen turkeys. The concept proved to be a triumphant success. And after the first year of TV dinner sales, Swanson had sold over 10 million trays.
Don't they look like... This is what comes in the hospital to this day. Those aluminum trays, right? And same on airplanes. You know, as much fun as we make about the TV dinner, we kind of poke fun at it, being kind of gross, being kind of easy, not healthy. If you're on an airplane where you're normally getting pretzels, and they smack one of these down in front of you while you're on board, you're liking it. Don't lie. You're liking it.
Fewer than 9% of U.S. households had television sets. But by 1955, that number had soared to 64%, followed by 87% of households by 1960. Swanson took full advantage of the trend, creating TV ads that depicted elegant modern women serving TV dinners to the enjoyment and delight of their adoring families.
Say, you gals think you're lucky you can get Swanson TV turkey dinners, but I say Swanson TV turkey dinners are a bigger break for husbands. Now, you take me. I can be early, I can be late, I can bring pals to dinner anytime I please, and get this, my wife never panics. Well, she just pops Swanson TV turkey dinners in a hot oven. You know, they're oven ready in individual heat and serve trays.
Competitors soon joined the fray, and by the 1970s, competition among the frozen food giants spurred some menu innovations, including such questionable options as Swanson's take on a Polynesian-style dinner, prompting one New York Times food critic to observe that TV dinner consumers had no taste.
Get a world away from the everyday with new Swanson International Dinners. German, Chinese, Italian, Mexican style.
Yeah, that's the best
one. Take you away from the everyday to a world where the food makes you want.
Oh, I love this song.
Those real sensational
international frozen dinners from Swanson.
Swanson TV dinners. And now look at them today. Look at the TV dinners today. Hungry man. And you know, they gotta put the guy in the costume with the fake muscles on there because, it was not made for a man, nor was there any kind of nutrition involved. This is basically, look at that, 1 pound classic fried chicken TV dinner date. So what memories do you have of, Logan says yesterday I had pizza bites. Does that count? I was watching TV eating pizza bites. I guess so. Does instant pizza count as a TV dinner? Dwayne said he always liked the Salisbury steak. He remembers as a kid watching the Jets on TV and eating Salisbury steak. Isn't that just hamburger? Isn't that just hamburger in gravy? Salisbury steak? Quentin says that sliced turkey and the molten Lave cranberry crumble. Good times. They were actually a treat back in the day. I remember the only time we would have a TV dinner in our household generally was Sunday nights Disney would be on. Do you remember? The Wonderful World of Disney would come on and it'd be like, oh, I love Sundays. There'd be a TV dinner and then there'd be the Wonderful World of Disney on TV. It would be fantastic. Sheila says it's been at least 5 years since I've had a TV dinner, but the last one was some kind of chicken. Ernie says, yeah, I like the turkey dinner with the stuffing, especially on Sundays. Another one that liked the turkey dinner. Tracy says, I used to like the fried chicken and the brownie. I don't know. The brownie always used to get all kind of squishy and mushy for me. I don't know. Maybe they weren't cooking it properly. I don't know. The one mistake you never make twice is putting one of those aluminum trays in the microwave in 1981. Whoa. Hey, little sister, you want to see some fireworks? Whew. Come over here and check this out. Zumba Bernice says, something about those instant mashed potatoes. Isn't that the truth? What the hell did they put in those? Was it the cream? Did they put butter? What was it about the... Yeah, they were so creamy and so delicious. Good one. Cindy says, it's been about 20 years since I had a Hungry Man's Dinner, a.k.a. TV dinner. It did not look like the picture on the box and tasted like crap. That's the thing. You look at it, even in the ads. Look at this. This is amazing. Well, this little boy, he's, I think this is a Salisbury steak. And it's got the peas have butter on them, and the French fries look like they just came out of the fryer. And you put the TV dinner in the, you pull it out of the box, and everyone's reaction is the same. You're on the outside of the box, and you're like, oh, this is going to be so good. And you open it up, and then you open, what the hell is this? Plastic wrapper over something brown, green marbles, and I don't know, are these broken pencils or crayons or something? Oh, these are French fries. Right, right, okay. What you would do is you'd pop it in the stove, or if it wasn't aluminum, you could put it in the microwave. And then what I would do is I would stare at the box while you ate the TV dinner, and you would just picture it looking as good as it does on the outside of the box while you're eating the food that is in front of you. Because, yes, Cindy, I totally agree with you. Quentin says, I remember it being all kinds of soggy. Tracy says, it's been at least 30 years since I have had a TV dinner. And now, OMG, I'm feeling really old. Quentin says, there was a dollop of something yellow on those potatoes. Well, maybe that's what made them taste so good. They were so creamy. They were so creamy. I think the star of the show was those taters. Top right. Healthy, fast, and easy on the budget. You want the $8.99 dinner deal, and that is available after 5 at Tim Hortons. They've got their pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin spice muffin back on the menu. Of course, it's that time of year. Everyone's talking about the protein latte, 17 to 20 grams of protein in your coffee. It's kind of like having your meal and your coffee at the same time at Tim Hortons. And introducing the scrambled egg loaded croissant, also new this fall at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, with 10 area locations in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Gotta make sure you got heat for the winter. Gotta make sure those fluids are good to go. Gotta make sure your vehicle's gonna get the kids to school and to sports and so on and so forth. Get it into Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. It all begins with an oil change that does good in the community, helping the Bear Clan, Samaritan House, and Helping Hands every time it happens. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion will make your vehicle brand new again. Whether you've been hit by hail or you've been hit by the gremlins of summertime with gravel and peanut shells and fast food wrappers and junk and gum, they've seen it all at Auto Fashion, and they can do it. From pesky dents to a dazzling showroom shine, they are MPI accredited. AutoFashion.ca. See them at 255 17th Street North, just behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Long distance phone calls. It was 1897. The first long distance phone call was made between Boston and New York. Long distance phone calls. Do you remember making long distance phone calls? Now, more importantly, I want to know if you remember a big phone bill or a time that you took it on the chin, maybe when you were traveling somewhere and you got a big phone bill when you came home. At Christmas time, it would be, hey, come and say hi to grandma, but keep it short. Hey, hurry up. You've been on the phone. Look how, come on. Look how long you've been on the phone. Wrap it up. This is going to cost us a fortune. Fast forward 30 years. My son moves to Vancouver and he's Skyping his mom, or FaceTiming, whatever you want to call it. And he's making supper. I'm staring at a Vancouver kitchen ceiling as he's talking away and Tracy's talking away. Then he goes over and watches some TV and he's still talking to us, and it's an open internet Skype line of video, and it goes on for hours and hours and hours. Total cost, zero. Isn't it crazy how far it's come? It's unbelievable. Quentin says, I remember the calling card. Oh, yeah, so you could use a payphone and the call would get charged to your home bill. Remember call and collect? You have a collect call from Tyler. Press 1 now to accept the charges. Or you try and tell somebody that they get some information into that. You have a collect call from The Vikings won the game. I'll be home Sunday. Do you accept the charges? Oh, I got that for free. The Vikings won and I'll be home on Sunday. And I didn't have to pay for it. I win. Cindy says, I remember that it was cheaper to make long distance calls after 6. And wasn't it free like after midnight? Blessed Mama says, I remember we had a huge bill. Can't recall the amount. We had someone live with us at that time who was from New Zealand. I have some of the biggest phone bills ever. I remember the party line. You could just hear, hello? Who is it? Are you guys done? Are you guys done? Wrap this up. Okay. Bye, Trace. Bye. I'll see you at school. Okay. Bye. Bye. Party lines were fun. I remember staying at my uncle and auntie's. And they had, I was just in my early teens, probably even like 11 years old, 10 or 11. We'd pick up the party line gently, ever so gently, and immediately cup the portion that you talk into and just gather around. The kids would gather around and listen to the conversation happening. And then he came home from the casino, Cheryl. Oh, my God, that's terrible, Margaret. Yes, he had spent our life savings. I don't know what we're going to do. Do you think you can sell a kidney? I don't know. Are kidneys worth anything? And then my children, they're so awful. Oh, my God, if the neighborhood finds out how awful my kids are, I'm going to be ruined. Okay, just hang in there, girlfriend. Just hang in there. Oh, my God, this is so juicy. This is so juicy. Party.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lines. Entertainment before there was entertainment. The largest phone bill in Canada. Can you imagine having this title added to your internet legacy? Peter Stajnik. It's a Ukrainian. Peter Stajnik, who was an oil worker in Alberta, connected his laptop to his Bell Mobility phone and also downloaded movies and music, and figured his data plan would cover all the expenses. He was absolutely wrong. Peter Stajnik received a phone bill in Alberta, Canada in 2007 for a whopping $85,000. Way to go, Peter. You win the award for the most expensive phone bill ever in Canada. Nothing to do with long distance. It's all about downloading. A man downloaded the movie WALL-E to his laptop while in Mexico. The movie WALL-E, one movie, 90-minute movie, WALL-E cost him $62,000 back in 2009. But the most expensive phone bill in history goes to Renee Redmond, who returned from a trip to Switzerland in 2024, not all that long ago. Renee returned from a trip to Switzerland to find a staggering phone bill from T-Mobile. Despite notifying the carrier of his travel plans, Renee incurred a massive charge for using data without international roaming. After legal intervention and media coverage, T-Mobile credited his account so he didn't have to pay it. And thank God for that, because his phone bill when he got home was $143,000 in data. Really? So it just goes to show you how much money these phone companies are making. It's all about the data now. It's all about the data. Cindy says, I think our ring on the party line was one long and then one short. Oh, yeah, everybody had a different ring. And then they introduced call display. Ring. That's Nancy. I can hate Nancy. I'm not answering this. You should answer the phone, Gilda. No, I don't want it. Nancy's a bitch. Listen, pick up. The phone is ringing. Guys are standing by their wife saying, come on, answer the phone. No, I'm not answering that. It's Nancy. She's such a mean witch. Yes, call display. Oh, the telephone. We barely use it anymore. The first long-distance call. The very first long-distance call. Hey, today is Hot Cross Buns Day. So many have not tried Hot Cross Buns. And I was talking to Curtis this morning. I said, hey, listen, it's Hot Cross Buns Day. I know you have them at Easter time. Are they a 12-month-a-year treat? And apparently they are not. However, Fern says, I like these Hot Cross Buns. These are more my type of... Okay, seriously, come on now. That's not what we're talking about here, Fern. However, their buns don't jiggle at Kuiper's Family Bakery. whatever it takes to get... Oh, you're missing out. Pebbles, okay, so when Easter rolls around, you have got to get into Kuiper's Family Bakery because they have the best. In fact, they have the best bread of all kinds. Cinnamon buns, tarts, monster cookies. You got to get your hands on them. Kuiper's Family Bakery has decades of tradition baked into everything they make, and there's a reason they've been in business for so long. People absolutely adore it. So if it's hot cross buns at Easter time, or you're having a steak and you need some great garlic toast, or God, their tray buns are heaven. Heaven if you're going to make yourself some cold cut sandwiches. And of course, they've got sweet treats too. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Eplaw Office, as construction continues on the offices, they're expanding there and they appreciate your patience through this construction period. They're your trusted legal advisors for real estate, corporate law, and wills and estates. Thank you for your incredible support, Western Manitoba. They continue to grow and it's because of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. 642 18th Street, across from the RBC. And Headley's Health Hut. Today is Win Back Wednesday at Headley's Health Hut. If you've been waiting to visit Headley's, today would be a great day. You could win back your purchase up to $500 in cash or check by simply filling out a ballot with any purchase. Plus, enjoy demo day with free samples, free delivery in Brandon. And don't forget about the anniversary celebration. That is coming up on the 25th and 26th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. 50% off store wide. Thousands of dollars in prizes and giveaways. It is going to be an amazing day. 2 days, 25th and 26th of September at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, local products, sugar-free, gluten-free, high protein, and more. What did you get into trouble for at school? I got, I think every grade I was in, there's something I got into trouble for. And usually was talking in class, go figure. I once, in a history class, teacher was at the front of the classroom and was moving the globe from one desk to another. And as he picked it up, I said, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world. Class erupted in laughter. Tyler, to the office now. I remember that to this day. Tyler, to the office now. What? It was entertainment. He did have the whole world in his hands. Listen, Mama says, I only got heck for talking. Not paying attention because, well, I was talking. Let's see some of these. Oh, for fighting in school, that's, I don't know. I think that's probably a punishable offense. I tripped on a loose tile and bumped into a teacher, causing her to spill her coffee on herself. I apologized and showed her the tile. She went on for months about how I did it on purpose. Even got the principal involved. Oh, that's terrible. Got in trouble for using my asthma medication. I was told to keep my inhaler in the office. Use it there only. I was told it was distracting. I remember seeing those kids use their inhaler thinking, why are you a weirdo? And I did get in trouble for standing up, pointing at the kid and saying, why are you a weirdo? I know I shouldn't have done that. Psst, psst, psst. Why are you a weirdo? Tyler, to the office. Shit. It was distracting. Denise was sent to the office because she shit her pants. I remember that time. Oh, Denise was terrible. Denise, it'd be like, Denise, what are you eating? she would fart. And I mean, I had a sister. I didn't think that girls could fart like that. And Denise, I remember Denise. If I saw Denise at the Walmart today, I'd be like, you're Denise. You cleared out the classroom in sixth grade. You sent two of my fellow students to the hospital. I got in trouble for cheating on one of my math exams. The teacher found a piece of paper in my pencil case. I got sent to the principal's office. When the principal asked me about what I wanted to say in my defense, I simply told him to take a look at the note. It turned out to be a shopping list. Got into trouble for correcting a teacher's spelling of congratulations. It was a substitute, and it was English lit. Ho, ho, ho! Trying to think of other times I got into trouble at school. So Sandra's at the end of the table. Sandra's the closest to the window on the left side. For those that don't know Sandra, I'm not sure which one Blaine is. Oh, it was Blaine and Blair's 60th birthday. They both are celebrating at the same time. So I'm not sure which is which, but I do know Sandra is the farthest down the table on the left-hand side. And I believe this is Montana's. Would I be right? Oh, yeah, it says it on the sign, dummy. Happy birthday. And they're supposed to look through the sign. Happy, happy birthday. Happy. It is your special day. We want to have a birthday in a very special way. Hey, so I want to know, have you ever seen a really wild happy birthday celebration in a restaurant? Have you ever been part of a wild and wacky birthday celebration? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Blazer, the Silverado, the Hummer, the Equinox, all fully chargeable, all ready to rock and roll, all ready to go. Enjoy lower maintenance, no oil changes, save big, big money on fuel. And again, they are the go-to dealership for electric vehicles. Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, where today is the last day of those free hot dogs in the customer appreciation sale. It ends tonight, the biggest sale of the year. All kinds of prizes, door crasher specials, 50% off couches, mattresses starting at $199, a Sealy mattress for $199, fridges on sale, recliners on sale. All kinds of stuff in the store is on sale, but it ends tonight. Customer appreciation sale ends at close this evening. Proudly Canadian since 1909, Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. And a reminder, this weekend at the Elkhorn, if you're up in the Clear Lake area, please drop on by to have some pancakes in support of Make-A-Wish Canada. September the 14th, Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Make-A-Wish Canada. Family-friendly fun. The magic of Evan Morgan will be part of this. It is on Sunday. Do call the Elkhorn for more at 848-2802. They just need to know how many pancakes are going to be flipping. And so you can pre-register. It's $15 per person, and that will get you your full pancake, beautiful breakfast of deliciousness. At the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, and don't forget, tomorrow is 80s hairband night at the Clarso Spa in the evening. They allow for canned drinks. They play music. Now, it's normally quiet, very relaxing spot. I mean, it's still relaxing Thursday evenings, but they theme them. They tell people who want the peace and the quiet, yeah, there's going to be music. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be a little bit of a ruckus. On Thursdays through September and October, elkhornresort.mb.ca. Ridiculous birthday celebrations. It's your birthday. The hat comes out. I'm normally at some kind of Mexican restaurant for my birthday, and they'll usually throw a sombrero on and sing a song. This is Joe's Crab Shack. At Joe's Crab Shack, they want to put a coconut bra on you. Very nice. And a nice hat there, too. Texas Roadhouse, saddle up for some yeehaw. Oh, man, that's the one I was at in Grand Forks, North Dakota. They've got a saddle for you to jump up on. Wildest birthday celebrations is Dick's Last Resort. Have you ever been to Dick's? I have been at a Dick's. I haven't eaten there, but I've watched the action from afar in Las Vegas. Dick's Last Resort has built up a reputation of being America's rudest restaurant. You actually pay to go to this restaurant, and they insult you on purpose at Dick's. And it must be fun to work there because you get to make fun of anybody who comes and eats there, you know, within reason. I'm thinking, how do they make tips? If you're looking to be held in high esteem on your birthday, forget about Dick's Last Resort. Have you ever eaten at Dick's? And at Walt Disney World, the Whispering Canyon Cafe makes you wear this big foam cowboy hat with Christmas lights on it. The one thing I noticed, though, is whenever that's being done, the wait staff really aren't, they really aren't enjoying it. They're like, happy, happy birthday. This is a special day. We know it is your birthday in every kind of way. Hey, you know what? This is kind of making me bored and sad because I am doing this so I can pay for my pad. Hey, I couldn't be more excited if I really tried. I think I'm going to stop this, go in the kitchen and cry. Hey,
my life.
Thank you so much for your coffee and conversation. I do appreciate it. We have to buzz off and then return maybe tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you, Sunseekers.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.